There is not much to talk about today. The biggest changes that have happened in the galaxy is Deadco has functionally imploded. Sort Dragon is his corporation is either moving into the Initiative or wandering off and doing something or other. He basically said that he was done with Deadco and his corp was going to go do something and the other corps were going to do stuff and who the fuck knows. And then he got on a plane to go to Iceland, having dropped the crown behind him. This is extremely unusual. It is very rare that you see block leaders of any kind take themselves voluntarily off the chessboard, but that essentially has happened, and that means that there are a lot of Deadco corporations and members looking for new homes across the galaxy. There are, of course, knock-on effects from this. The Siberian Squad was leaving that area in the northwest to join Legacy Coalition, and just before this fireside, got apparently like betrayed by somebody they wanted to, like this Federation of Conifer group, like let them use a Fortizar, and then they jumped to the Fortizar, and then turned around and them and trigger happy, like a couple of, like that just happened in the ECTAC. And I don't really know what's happening there because Sort said that he was dropping the crown and then got on a plane. And so, yeah, it is interesting because we do have a lot of people who were in Deadco that used to be part of CFC alliances. You know, there was a lot of like former FCON groups and stuff that are in Deadco. If people want to find their way into the light of the Imperium, we will, you know, we're accepting applications. We'll take a look and see what they have to offer, if we let them in or not. But yeah, so basically the power, balance of power in the Galactic Northwest has been completely upended, and lots of people are moving around the map and or dying and or getting trapped. And I'm cool with it. I'm totally cool with it. And yes, we do have filaments in Kosis, and it is cool and good that CCP has put them back in. As most of you guys know, I'm going to pivot the filaments discussion. Anything related to the Jeff, I'm not going to talk about now because Jeff is going to have a meeting shortly after the fireside. So we're not going to be touching on that stuff here or there. So if you want to hear about Jeff or Jiff, you'll hear about it from the leadership of that organization after the fireside. One other thing that is quite important. And I included this link in the broadcast. I have, I believe, a duty to warn all of you based upon the things that I know when it comes to the threat presented by the coronavirus, particularly for people who are like myself based in the United States. There is a tremendous amount of disinformation that is going around, and it is very... I don't really like sort of bragging about these kind of things. I'm not a medical professional myself. It's just I come from a family of people who know all of this shit. My mother and my stepfather are retired biochemistry professors. My stepsister was at NIH, and her mentor during her residency, she worked directly with Tony Fauci for many years, which if you're in the United States, you will have seen Tony Fauci's name popping up a lot. He is the best virologist in the United States. Yeah, so anybody who's telling you that this thing is not a big deal because it has only a 2% death rate is a fucking idiot. They are a fucking idiot for reasons that I can tell you based on data that you can confirm for yourself. You do not need to listen to me about it. Generally speaking, if you are listening to me talking about this, you are probably fine and you don't really have that much to worry about because most likely you are under 60 years old. Based upon the data that we have currently available, the case fatality rate, the CFR of the COVID-19 virus is something that is very age specific. If you're like 40 years old, it's not really a big deal. It's like not even really a challenge compared to a regular old flu. Like it's fine. But when you get into the 60 and up demographic, when you 70 and up demographic now is an 8% CFR, and 80 years and above is almost a 13% CFR. So this thing, unlike most flus, this thing does not kill children. It does not kill kids. It does not kill people who are relatively healthy, but it is extraordinarily dangerous to your parents and your grandparents. So I have a duty to warn you about this. There are things in, So again, you're not gonna have to worry about like potentially catching this thing and dying if you're in your 40s, but you will have to prepare if you're in the United States for societal level disruptions. I've linked in the broadcast the Scientific American article about how to prepare for this in a sane way. That does not mean going out and buying MREs and hiding in a bunker. It means buying a couple of weeks extra food of the kind of food that you already eat. And conveniently, we're all EVE Online players, which means that if you're in a situation where you're like, wow, I'm just going to stay inside and play computer games for a month and cool, you should be in pretty good shape. Running for masks isn't going to help you because masks are something that is only going to help you prevent the spread to other people. Gloves would be nice, but just don't buy into the hype about masks and run around grabbing masks. Leave the masks for the healthcare professionals that are going to need them. And if you are not rolling your eyes at the things that I'm saying, I tend to post updates on my Twitter feed about this every single day as it is going. So yeah. Generally speaking, when it comes to risk mitigation, in general, you do not need to buy into the idea that this thing is going to happen and it's going to be bad. You do not need to agree that it is, some big serious deal or not. If it is a matter of mitigating risks simply by buying an extra like 5 bags of rice and beans and then shoving it in your closet, and then, hey, worst case scenario, if it doesn't, or best case scenario is if it doesn't turn out to be a big deal, then you just, eat your stockpile until it's to a level you're comfortable with and no big deal. Oh, never mind. We are not actually. Apparently, we're doing a YIF a leadership meeting, not a fireside. My bad. So don't worry about that. I do have something here from our diplos. So that should work. CD has been extraordinarily busy recently because the galaxy has been in chaos, which means that CD does lots of work. And I am very proud of them. I'm quite pleased with the work product we've had recently. EVE Vegas is happening. Make sure that you sign up for that because Hyper Viper has made really cool arrangements along with the rest of the team. And if we can get a link for that, that would be good. And yeah, EVE Vegas is always more fun than FanFest anyway, so yeah, hopefully people were not fucked too badly by the cancellation of FanFest. But again, if you're like, oh, this whole thing is not a big deal, if you're seeing lots of people who have money invested in things canceling plans, canceling group events, maybe they're taking it seriously, so maybe you should consider taking things seriously too. All right, let me see if there's anything else, and I think that's going to be it for bullet points for me. So I will take Q&As and then wrap this baby up. Official alliance stance on ska music. That is a fantastic way of dating people who were my age because I was in college right when like a real big fish was having a surge in popularity. when is the stream of the politics talk slash debate? Annika, good question. So basically what we're doing with that is Grath Telkin needed a new microphone and boom and all that set up audio-wise to get that going. So I've sent him some stuff. It will turn up on Monday, and then we're going to be scheduling our second recording. Our first recording was okay, but we realized we needed to have better shit before Tuzzy would let us out of the pain box. Any update on the goon job thing? That's a very good question, and I will make a point of asking Innominate that, except that Innominate is on a flight to Iceland where FanFest has been canceled because of virus concerns. But Innominate is not a boomer, so he should be fine. When we're looking at people from Deadco, do we give them a pass on killing goons? Well, yeah, like Deadco was hostile to us, and we killed the shit out of them, and then we got 40 Fortizars out of them, and then we killed the shit out of them more, but we're sort of fighting on their side with the Jeff deployment, but not really. So, you know, yeah, like people from Deadco are going to have relatively hostile histories. That's just sort of how war works. But yeah, like, don't ignore people who would be interested in joining the Imperium from Deadco just because they were in Deadco and Shotguns. All right. Questions about us staying in Venal, that's a future plans question, and I'm not going to be commenting on that. There's no changes to the Ochre rule that continues in place. We are not doing a meta show today. The only thing that we have to discuss on the meta show is how many things have been canceled and the spread of a worldwide pandemic, which is now that it's hit sub-Saharan Africa and soon will be in the subcontinent. Shit is going to get real. If you drink the Kool-Aid that yes, congratulations on bingo. If you drink the kind of Kool-Aid that I'm drinking, the concept that I believe we are dealing with here is William Gibson's jackpot, which is a complexity crisis that may last several decades rather than a single unitary situation. And that is one of the reasons why having a stockpile of food is just a good idea anyway. And William Gibson has been pretty good about predicting the future for, I don't know, 40 years now. So it's good enough for me. I actually don't know about the rules for the off-Delve colonies regarding the Ochre rule. The Ochre rule, actually, I do know that, because the Ochre rule applies to only specific areas, and just look at the fucking wiki, which has the ratting and mining rules, and that will tell you. There is no Ochre rule in the off-Delve colonies. All right, boys and girls, that's going to be it for this week. Thank you for coming. We will be here next week. And yeah, make sure that your parents and your grandparents, if you still have them, are safe and are knowledgeable about the CFRs, please. Good evening and good luck.